Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
It's 71 degrees at Willard Airport this morning at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA this morning released its export sales data for the week ending July 6th. It looks like this: wheat, 7.4 million bushels, corn, 23.2 million this year and 3.1 million next year, soybeans, 11.6 million this year and 1.2 million next year. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She's in Morton, Illinois. The Midwest Direct hog market today is called steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower amid slow buying interest, with most plants said to be full for the week. Terminals called steady to a dollar lower, tops from $44.50 to $47. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, July 12th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 15,454 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $62 to $69.50, and the weighted average was $68.29, a loss of 79 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.84 to $56.67. The weighted average was $53.50. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,198. The base price range was $62 to $70.20. The weighted average, $67.24, a loss of 90 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.43 to $55.27, and the weighted average was $52.70.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Ed, it continues to be on the weather market at the Chicago Board of Trade. What will they see today?
Well, what they'll see is a lot of rainfall in some areas, and they'll also see that the weather maps are still indicating hotter weather and, in general, a drier weather pattern setting up for the Midwest over the coming week, although I think that the heat is continuing to be overplayed, at least for the eastern two-thirds of the belt, because with all the rain we've gotten and all the humidity in the air, it's going to be hard to blast that temperature up into the upper 90s or above. In the western portions of the belt, there may be some of that occurring here as we look at the coming week or so. But basically, everybody that looks at the markets is forward-looking, and certainly, we're going into a warmer weather pattern, and I think that that always bodes for everybody looking at the potential problems that exist out there. But I can tell you this, the rains that have come have been plentiful in many areas here the last couple of days and have come at a good time for the corn crop, as a lot of the corn crop is in or about to go into the pollination stage of development. So the areas that have gotten the very decent rainfalls, including much of our listening area, are going to benefit greatly from this rain. It was probably what they call the million-dollar rain. It could mean millions of dollars, because it will certainly prevent the major yield losses that would occur if we had stayed dry and turned hotter. Now, for some areas out to the west, that may be a problem, and that will put a little bit of upward pressure, I think, on the markets. And I'm not a market guy, but I'm just guessing based on all that I hear from our analysts that the focus will then be on that. Before looking ahead, though, I just want to summarize what happened during the last 24 hours. Locally heavy rains did fall in the Champaign-Urbana area And it also looks like some locally heavy rain fell in some areas to the south. So some of those counties that didn't get a lot of rain in the prior rain the day before yesterday got it yesterday. I'm talking about portions of Coles and Cumberland and Clark counties and some counties south of there got the heavy rain. Some locally heavy rain also passed across the middle of Indiana. And Indiana's gotten a lot of rain in the past week. And if we look back at the past week, the majority of Illinois and Indiana has received some heavy rain. There are a few dry pockets in east central Indiana over the past week. There are some dry pockets in extreme northern Illinois and extreme southern Wisconsin. And when I say extreme southern Wisconsin, I'm talking about south of Madison. Madison and Milwaukee have gotten some decent rains during the past week. There are some areas in northeastern Missouri and southeastern Iowa that didn't get a lot of rain this past week, but many areas got at least some. The only areas that have been really dry in the past week are way out to the northwest. Northwest Iowa, southwest Minnesota, northeastern Nebraska, eastern South Dakota. Those are the areas of greatest concern right now as far as dryness, and those are the areas that are probably going to turn hotness or turn hottest. As we look ahead, it does look like we are going to be hot for the next several, turning hotter for the next several days, with the hottest weather staying to the west, and that is the area that's probably going to have the biggest problem. So we're going to have a wide variety of conditions across the Midwest Corn Belt, and it looks like the Northern Plains Spring Wheat Belt is going to have some problems with severe heat stress in Montana and the Dakotas coming up here over the next week or so. So that's an area of concern. Now, there may be some showers and thunderstorms that are going to develop in some of the Western Corn Belt as we get into late today and overnight. So some areas out west may get some rain here in the near term, and some more will come across the Midwest the next couple of days. So I think in general we're not going to have some problems here, and some cooler air will push in at least temporarily around Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So overall, most of the Corn Belt looks like it's going to have favorable growing conditions, as the Big Ridge high pressure is going to stay centered out west. But the Western Belt is the area of concern, and of course the Spring Wheat Belt is going to have problems with heat and dryness. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 509 unchanged, last trade unchanged at the Board of Trade. July wheat opened at 391 up one, last trade unchanged. September 412 and 3 quarters, down 1 and 3 quarters, last trade down 6 and a half. July corn opened at 256 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a half, last trade down 2 and a half. December 282 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarters, last trade down 5. The red line July 308, down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 3 and 3 quarters. Quarters. September oats open at 204, down 2, last trade down 2.5. July beans did not trade. The August contract opened at 604 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 7.5. Noves 628, down 1.5, last trade down 7 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal opened at 173.90, up 40, last trade up 30. August soybean oil opened at 27.10, down 3, last trade down 13. And a reminder, July contracts go off the board today. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Dave.
Doesn't look like the export sales is going to add much zip to the market today.
No, especially in corn and beans at this time of year, exports do drop back. But corn export bookings overnight reported at 23.2 million bushel old crop and 3.1 on the new. On the low side of trade estimates, we're looking too much at the weather forecasts here to think that that this export number is going to be extremely significant. Corn, though, on the overnight market was weaker. Some areas that had been dry received a little rain. We'll be to maybe as much as a nickel lower here. Been a lot of talk about Dease corn retesting 288 resistance. Not likely to see that today.
And probably not this week, I would think.
I would think not either. The July corn goes off the board tomorrow. September has a big premium to July. I would expect that the September would slip under the longer-term resistance and come on board as the lead month in that 263 range.
Softer calls for the wheat and beans, too?
Right. The bean market would probably be three, maybe as much as a nickel lower. Again, wheat exports. We'll start seeing some seasonal strength sneak into this bean market, though, as we get to the middle of month. Funds are still short the beans. Sets it up for a big pop should we see some buying. Wheat will be down, maybe two to a nickel, something along that line. Little nervousness about that hot, dry conditions in Montana, western South Dakota, et cetera.
And very quickly, the calls at the Merck?
At the Merck, we'll see futures mixed. Cattle probably be up 20, down 50 type of a market. Little heat caution entering, but packers are really not too interested. On the hogs, futures up 10, maybe down 30, something like that.
Ellen, thank you so much. Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org.